be forgiven. So that this chastening which comes on the sin of unforgiveness is extended until forgiveness is rendered, and forgiveness will be rendered when forgiveness is offered by the individual. Go back in Matthew to chapter 6, where this is the point and a very familiar one to us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. This is a disciple's prayer. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. How brash would it be to ask you to forgive us our debts while we're not willing to forgive our debtors, right? It's the same basic point we've just made. And then down in verse 14, for if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. And now the chastening that comes on you because of lack of forgiveness becomes a sustained chastening. If we forgive, we will be forgiven. God deals with us as we deal with others. If we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. Now, we're not talking about eternal forgiveness. We're not talking about justification. We're not talking about whether or not we have a standing before God through the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. That settled already. Future blessing is settled, right, at salvation. We're not talking about eternal forgiveness here. We're talking about temporal forgiveness. This is not eternal forgiveness related to our justification. This is temporal forgiveness related to our sanctification. This has nothing to do with the issue of eternal blessing, future blessing. It has everything to do with the blessing now. Through the years as a pastor, I certainly have found the emptiness, the dryness, the insipid dullness, the lack of joy, lack of power, trouble in marriages and families and in life that is very often due to the attitude within the heart of a person, a believing person, of vengeance and bitterness and anger and hostility and hatred. And because that person will not forgive, they never come under the blessing of temporal